今天的经文有两处，创世纪十二章一到三节和马太福音二十八章十六到二十节。首先是创世纪十二章第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。马太福音二十八章十六节，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。读经到此。
Good morning.
大家早上好。
Do you recognize this scene?
你可以认识到这个影片上的照片吗？
This was something that happened exactly 2 years ago.
这个是故事在两年前发生的。
At the TPE-PIE Changi Viaduct area, there was a collapse that took place on the 14th of July, 2017.
在2017年7月14日TPE-PIE 樟宜高架桥的工事上倒塌的事件。
Nobody expected this.
没有人预想到。
That caused a delay in the project.
这个事故造成了这个延迟。
And the whole nation wondered when that project will be completed.
就是新加坡国民都不知道何时这个工程才可以完工。
That became a national concern.
这变成一个国家的一个担忧。
Now what about this picture?
那这个照片呢？
What does it tell us?
他告诉我们什么？
This is a typical home.
这是一个典型的家。
And you see from the person sitting there that suggests to us something is going on.
你从他坐在那一边会联想到有一些事情正在发生。
She will be wondering when will housework ever end.
他在那边想家务什么时候才能做完。
This is a household concern.
这是一个每个家庭的一个担忧。
What about this?
那这一个图片呢？
This came because of Jesus Christ.
这张照片是有这一张照片是因为基督的到来。
This is the Great Commission.
这是大使命。
The question for all of us as a church is when.Will the gospel reach all nations?
问题给大家的那个问题就是福音何时到达所有的国家？
This is our global church concern.
这是我们全球教会的一个担忧。
From these three scenarios,
从这三个事件当中，
we can't do very much on the second one.
我们不能做。在第二个我们并不能做些什么。
Because household work will never end.
因为家务是不可能做完的。
But let's compare the first and the third.
让我们来比较第一和第三的。
Our national concern and that's concerning the viaduct.
我们新加坡担忧的这个高架桥事故。
And the global church concern regarding the Great Commission.
和全球教会所担忧的大使命。
Let's look at this.
让我们来看。
At this collapse 2 years ago, one life was lost.
在这倒塌事件当中，一人丧命了。
As far as the Great Commission is concerned, every day, 150,000 people die.
全球教会所担忧的呢，在全世界每一天有40,000人死亡。
According to statistics, only about 30% of these are Christians.
只有根据统计，只有38%是基督徒。
And we know that many of these 30% are nominal Christians.
那我们知道这38%当中，很多基督徒都是因为他们是基督徒，而成为基督徒。不好意思。
Okay, that's fine. Well, as far as this national tragedy is concerned, this project is unfinished.
以这个工程进度来说，这个工程是未完成的。
As far as the Great Commission is concerned, the task is unfinished.
以大使命来说，这个任务是未完成的。
Now the good news for the national tragedy is that a new contractor has been appointed.
这个国民关心的有一个好消息，就是一个新的这个承包商已经被安排了。
And this project will be completed in 3 years' time.
这个工程会在3年里面完成。
What about the Great Commission?
那大使命呢？
We have a clue.
我们有一些线索。
And this clue was given to us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
那这线索在马太福音24:14里头。
We have read this earlier.
我们刚才读了。
Let's take a look at this verse.
那我们再看一次。
Jesus promises that the gospel of the kingdom, that is the good news.
耶稣答应就是天国的福音。
This good news will go to all nations.
会天国的福音会到达所有的地方跟国家。
We know that the good news is strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道天国的福音是通过属灵来增强他的那个能力。
It is unstoppable.
是无法阻挡的。
And the verse tells us that it will be preached to all nations.
而这个经节告诉我们，它会被传遍到天下。
In other words, Jesus is saying this mission cannot fail.
也就是说，耶稣也就是代表着说，这一个任务是不会失败的。
And when this gospel has been preached to all nations, the end will come.
当这个天国的福音传遍天下之后，才会结束。
In other words, Jesus will return.
耶稣才会再到来。
So this is what we want to look at this morning.
这是我们今天想要探讨的。
We have a task that is unfinished.
我们有一个未完成的任务。
Now before we go any further, we need to ask ourselves what caused this task to be given to us.
那在我们还为进行继续探讨的时候，我们应该才问自己，为什么会有这个未完成的任务？
It's only when we are clear that we are able to do the work properly.
只有当我们了解到我们应该要做些什么事情。
With purpose, with clarity, with hope.
有目的，有目标，还有希望。
We need to start from the beginning of history.
我们必须从历史的开端来看。
And it took place at the fall of man.
他从人的失败开始。
When Adam and Eve fell.
当亚当跟夏娃失败的时候。
We know that God pronounced a curse on the serpent as well as on the woman.
那我们知道上帝诅咒给这个蛇和这个女人的一个诅咒。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
在创世纪3:15.
God cursed the serpent.
上帝诅咒了那个蛇。
As well as the woman.
还有女人。
Okay, and he promises that a savior will come one day.
他答应说有一个救世主会来。
And this savior will totally defeat the serpent.
那他答应就是说这个救世主会击败所有的。
The Messiah will crush the head of the serpent.
这个救世主这弥赛亚会把这个蛇给击败了。
And by crushing the head, it is total defeat.
当他把这个蛇为首的主人给击败了， 他把他们全部给击败了。
What can the serpent do to the Messiah?
那蛇能够对弥赛亚做什么呢？
We can see from this verse that the serpent can only anoint the Messiah.
那我们只能看到，从这个经节来看到，他只能让他的 不开心。
And that is to bruise just the heel of the Messiah.
那也只能在他的伤头上来伤他。
If we fast forward to the New Testament,
那我们来到了新约。
Paul, through his education and training,
保罗通过他的训练还有进修，
he became very well versed with Scripture.
他变成一个很好的一个经节。
And he could tell from Scripture that clearly God preached to Abraham right from the beginning.
那他从经节来看，他很明白的，上帝通过亚伯拉罕来传福音。
And what did God preach to Abraham?
那上帝跟亚伯拉罕传了什么福音？
The good news.
好消息。
So we call this the Abrahamic covenant.
那我们称之为亚伯拉罕之约。
Let's take a look at the Abrahamic covenant.
那我们来看一下亚伯拉罕之约。
We start from Genesis 12 verses 1 to 3.
创世纪十二章一到三节。
What did God promise Abraham?
上帝答应亚伯拉罕的是什么？
God promised that he will make Abraham a great nation.
他答应亚伯拉罕会成为大国。
God will bless him tremendously.
上帝会赐福亚伯拉罕。
And God will bless all nations through Abraham.
上帝会祝福所有的国家通过亚伯拉罕。
Now, God make this very difficult.
上帝把这件事情弄到很难。
Why do we know?
为什么我们知道？
God waited until Abraham and his wife Sarai became very old before they had a son.
因为我们从上帝把亚伯拉罕还有撒拉到他们很年老的时候才有一个儿子。
God make sure that it was humanly impossible to have a child at their age.
上帝让我们明白到，就是说，在一个很年老和年长的年龄上，是很难拥有孩子的。
And then he gave them Isaac.
那他把以撒亚赐给他。
And by then, Sarah's name became Sarah.
到那时 ，Sarah 的名变成撒拉。
Abraham became Abraham. And then God tested Abraham.
后来上帝祝福了那一个亚伯拉罕。
And commanded him to sacrifice Isaac.
然后叫他能就是牺牲掉他的唯一儿子 Isaac.
At the end of the testing.
在到最后的在试探的最后时刻，
God again affirmed his promise to Abraham.
上帝再一次的对他对亚伯拉罕的赐福印证了。
In chapter 22 verse 18.
在22章18节。
Now we go forward and we see that God made the same promise to Isaac.
那上帝我们到了26节来看，上帝其实对以撒做了同样的应许。
Same promise, land, descendants, bless all nations.
土地、后裔、地上万国都因他得福。
And the same promise was made to Jacob.
同样的祝福也赐给了雅各。
Land, descendants, and bless all nations.
地土、后裔、地上万族都赐给他。
Now, let's look at what we can see from all these verses. There's something similar.
那从这些经节来看，有一些相似之处。
We notice that we have Abraham, we have his children, Isaac, and then the grandchild, Jacob.
我们知道通过有了亚伯兰，有了撒拉，还有雅各。
And scripture tells us about offsprings of all these people.
那在经节上一直谈到了后裔这个事项。
What is something common here?
这边有什么相似之处呢?
We notice that all these generations are from the same people group.
那我们了解到，啊，这一群人，这一不同年代的人，都是同一群的人来。
Of course, they became known as Hebrews subsequently.
那后来他们被就是认识到是所谓的希伯来。
Let's look around us now.
看看我们身边。
Where are we from?
我们从哪里来？
We descend from the Han Chinese.
我们是从汉族，我们是属于汉族。
We can be of different generations.
我们可以来自于不同年代。
But we are the same people group.
我们是同一种族的。
Let's look at another important aspect of all these verses.
让我们从另外一个角度来看这一些经节。
We see all nations.
我们看到万国。
And all peoples.
万族。
Now, there's a big difference.
那有一个很大的不同。
When the Bible talks about nations.
当圣经谈到万国。
This word nations is taken from the Greek word known as ethnos.
它是这个国字是从希腊文里面 ethnos 来的。
Ethnos means a race or an ethnic group of people or a people group.
Ethnos 的意思就是讲它是同一个种族或者一个很特殊的一个派。
So you see from this highlight here in this slide that we are now talking about people groups all over the world.
那从经节上这些经节上来看，我们是在谈到从世界各地来的人。
In other words, we are talking about different ethnicity other than the Chinese ourselves, for instance, now.
那我们也明白，就是说他是来做通过不同的朝代的，还有其他的人。
This is what God meant when He talked about all nations or all peoples.
这是上帝所要表达的万国和万族的意思。
Please remember this. It is not about geographical countries.
请记住，这不是受地理限制的一个国家。
It's about people groups.
而是所谓的族群。
So let's see this summary.
让我们来看一个总结。
The Abrahamic covenant.
亚伯拉罕之约。
Now, when we talk about Abraham and descendants receiving blessings.
当我们谈到亚伯拉罕和后裔得福。
We see that this whole group of generation of people belongs to one people group.
我们看到这不同的群体是来自同一个族群。
This is called the top line blessings.
这是所谓的顶线的祝福。
When we are to pass these blessings to all other nations, to all other people groups.
那如果我们要把它传给其他的万国和族群。
This is the commandment that God gave to Abraham.
这是上帝给亚伯拉罕之约。
And we call this the bottom line blessings.
我们把它叫为底线的祝福。
So how does the Abrahamic covenant apply to us?
那亚伯拉罕圣约如何适用于我们？
We have a responsibility to bless other people groups.
我们有责任祝福其他的群体。
If we keep it to our own people group by sharing with just people around us,
那如果我们只把这一些祝福在我们自己的族群里来奉献，
we are just operating at the top line blessing.
我们也只是在顶线的祝福当中。
We need to go to the bottom line blessings.
我们必须到底线的祝福。
So this is the task that we are talking about.
这就是我们今天要谈的，什么是未完成的。
It is not finished.
是未完成的。
So we need to ask ourselves, what is unfinished?
那我们要问自己，什么是未完成的。
Take a look at this map, world map.
看一下这个地图。
This is collected by a Christian organization.
这是基督团体所收集到的。
It is known as the Joshua Project.
这个是大家所称为的 Joshua 的计划。
Started in 1995.
在1915年开始。
Now here is a very simple summary.
这是一个很简单的总结。
In three colors.
用三个不同的颜色。
If you look at the world map, you will notice that there's a portion in a dark red color.
那你可以注意到有一部分是深红色的。
These nations are what we call unrich or least rich.
这一边的族群是我们称之为未得之民。
Unrich or least rich by the gospel.
未得之民就是未得福音的民众。
In other words, very few Christians, probably no church presence.
也就是说，很少基督徒，有可能也没有教会。
And then the second group will be the yellow color ones.
第二组的就是少数的。
There will be probably more Christians, but very young church.
里头有可能有一些教会和很年轻的教会。
They are known as formative areas.
是我们称为少数的。
Okay, and finally, the green areas.
最后就是绿色的部分。
These are countries or places or people groups which have received the gospel and they have churches there.
这绿色的是代表着有很多的基督徒还有很多的教会在里头。
And the churches are able to propagate themselves.
那教会里还可以在那边的成长。
Let's see more details.
让我们来看更仔细。
Look at this.
看一下。
All people groups.
所有的群体。
There are over 16,700 people groups around the world.
在里头有16万
700。
Yeah.
Do you know how many countries around the world?
你们知道有多少个国家在世界上？
200 over.
200多个。
So remember this, we are not talking about countries, we are talking about people groups.
请记住我们不是在说国家，我们在说群体。
We have more than 16,000 people groups around the world.
我们有16万多的群体在里头。
So you look at the figures.
你看一下这一些数字。
Unreached, 41%.
41% 未得到。
The significantly rich in places like, in countries like America or Australia, altogether only 19%.
显著得到的 19% 主要是在美国或是澳洲。
And the rest are classified either as partially rich, superficially rich, or minimally rich.
其他的就属于部分的表面或是最少的。
Do you know where we are in Singapore?
新加坡在哪呢？
We are not in the green area. I'm sorry.
我们没有在绿色里头。
We are in the light green area.
我们在浅绿色的部分。
We are in the partially rich classification.
我们在部分的里头。
Now, although we are in the light green area, partially rich.
虽然说我们在部分的里头。
We are able to propagate ourselves.
我们还是能够让我们自己一个群体增长。
In other words, we are able to grow our local churches and we are able to plant churches elsewhere.
也就是说我们还可以再让教会在本地继续的发展，然后或者到国外去。
Another important thing we need to know is this.
还有一个我们需要知道的重要讯息。
Although 41% of the people are unreached in this data.
虽然在这里头有 41% 未得到。
There is a difference if we think about the number of Christians in the world.
我们如果来看，就是说有多少个基督徒在这世上。
In terms of number of Christians in the world, there are less than 30% Christians in the world.
所以通过基督徒的数字来看的话，有少过 38% 的基督徒在这世上。
Can you register the importance here?
你可以意识到这一个重要性吗？
You see, 41% are unreached people groups.
有 41% 是未得到的。
But if you look at the whole world, less than 30% are Christians.
可是看整个世界有 38% 少过 38% 是基督徒。
If you process this information clearly, you will know that actually we have a lot more work to do.
如果你把这些信息给进行整理一下，你发现到我们还有很多东西可以做。
So what should we do?
我们应该做什么？
It's very simple.
很简单。
We go and bless others.
我们去祝福他人。
We get involved in bottom line blessings.
我们在底线的祝福里面。
So let's take a look at some examples of what we can do.
让我们来看一些例子，我们能做什么。
We bless others at top and bottom line blessings.
我们在顶线和底线上祝福他人。
Remember, top blessings means around our own people group, 自己人。
记得吗？就是顶线的祝福就是在自己的群体里头啊，不是。
Okay, so top line blessings.
顶线祝福。
What can we do?
我们能做什么
？We start where we are.
我们从我们在哪里开始
？Our homes, our relatives, our school, our workplaces, our friends.
我们的家、亲戚、学校、职场跟朋友。
Every opportunity there is to share the gospel, we do it.
有机会我们就传福音。
We can be involved in the church ministry.
我们可以在教会施工里服事。
Example could be the ESL, English as a second language.
例子就是 ELS 就是英文是第二个语言。
And what about the seniors 360 ministry?
我们有乐龄360的施工。
And there are other ministries in our church.
还有其他的施工。
Now if you feel that there's a calling for you, a special calling for you from God, you can be involved with a Christian organization in Singapore.
那如果你有觉得有就是上帝有特别的来呼召的话，你也可以成为一个大就是本地的基督机构的一个志工。
For example, I was formerly with Singapore Youth for Christ.
就像牧师之前是在 Singapore Youth for Christ 里头。
Today I'm still a volunteer.
他今天还是那边的志工。
But today I go into the Changi Prison Complex.
那现在他已经到了就是Changi 的监狱里头。
That's a special calling for me.
这是一个呼召。
Okay, what about bottom line blessings?
那底线祝福呢？
What can we do?
我们能做什么？
We should be involved in cross-cultural missions.
我们应该在就是跨文化施工里头。
It's cross-cultural where we go on to another people group.
跨文化就是到其他的群体里。
As a congregation, we should encourage our young to cross cultures.
我们应该鼓励年轻人去祝福他人。
And I want to highlight these points for parents.
我们应该我想跟父母们说。
We need to release our young to cross cultures.
我们应该派遣我们的孩子年轻人到跨文化里头。
I'm also a parent of two grown-up children.
我也是拥有两个孩子的父亲。
When they were young, my wife and I have dedicated them to the Lord.
当他们年少的时候，我们把他交给上帝。
We encourage them to cross cultures.
我们鼓励他们做跨文化施工。
And my younger daughter is now taking small steps.
我的小女儿已经现在在她小脚步里。
She is currently serving in Singapore Youth for Christ.
她现在就在 Singapore Youth for Christ 里服事。
As a full-time staff.
全职的一个员工。
For those of us who are not able to go personally.
那对于那一些不能够全程来成长的。
We must be involved in prayer.
我们应该来到祷告里。
And we are not talking about superficial prayer.
我们不是在说很表面的那一个祷告。
We are talking about prayer that is deep.That knows what's happening around the world, what God is doing.
我们是在谈一个很深入明白世界的发展跟上帝所教导的一个祷告。
In order to do this, we need to be educated.
那要做这些，我们必须被教育。
We need to be in touch with what's happening around the world, what God is doing in other countries.
我们必须了解到这世界上在发生的事情，上帝在其他国家所做的事情。
If we can, we should also cross cultures to learn so that we know how to pray.
如果可以的话，我们应该也要参与跨施工的跨文化施工，好叫我们能够如何来祷告。
After hearing all this, you may be wondering, how can I contribute? Can I really contribute to this task?
听完这一切，你是否在怀疑我是否能成为在这个任务做出任何贡献？
Yes, you can.
是的，你可以。
You can be a discipler.
你可以做一个培训门徒的人。
Because each one of us, we are first and foremost disciples of Christ.
因为一开始我们就是也是一个门徒。
And when we tell others about Jesus and we help this person to follow Jesus, we are disciples.
当我们叫一个人去认识到上帝的时候，我们也是一个门徒。
We can be disciples.
我们可以成为培训门徒的人。
So let's take a look. What's the profile of a discipler?
让我们来看一下培训门徒人的简介。
And we see this from the Great Commission passage.
那我们可以从这里大使命的信息里头看到。
We will notice a few attributes of a discipler.
我们可以看到培训门徒的人的几个特征。
The first attribute is that a discipler is one who follows Jesus.
培训门徒的人他会跟随耶稣。
That was what happened to the 11 disciples when Jesus commanded them to see him on Galilee.
这就是为什么发生在这十一个门徒里头，当上帝叫他们往加利利去的时候。
The disciples obeyed and followed Jesus.
门徒们遵从上帝的使命。
And these disciples eventually became disciples.
那这些门徒最后变成培训门徒的人。
So a discipler like us, we should be one who is always willing to follow Jesus.
像培训门徒的人应该每一次都要去遵从上帝的指示。
Willing to do what he commands us to do.
愿意遵从上帝所赐的使命。
Willing to obey.
愿意去接受。
The second attribute of a discipler is one who worships Jesus.
另外一个特征就是所谓的会去敬拜上帝。
When the disciples saw Jesus, what did they do?
当门徒看见耶稣的时候，他们做什么？
The Bible tells us that they worship him.
圣经告诉我们，他们敬拜他。
Did the discipler go and say high five to Jesus?
门徒有在跟他说去 high five 他吗？
Did the disciples go and shake Jesus' hands?
门徒有去跟耶稣握手吗？
Did they start taking notes, writing, and so on?
那他有没有去就是听他，然后抄下他所说的？
No, they first worship him.
没有，他们都没有，他们第一所做的是敬拜他。
So what about you and I?
那你和我呢？
Do we deeply worship Jesus?
我们是否真的有很深入的来敬拜上帝？
What about the third attribute?
那第三个特点。
Surprisingly, Matthew said some doubted.
很惊讶的马太说有一些人疑惑了。
Not very sure.
不是很肯定。
他是真的吗？
Is he real? Is he real?
Yes. Well, could it be that we ask ourselves this question, how did Matthew know?
我们问自己为什么马太知道呢？
Did the other disciples tell him that they doubted Jesus?
有其他的门徒告诉他讲说他们怀疑上帝吗？
Could it be Matthew himself doubted Jesus?
还是马太自己呢？
But he wanted to be open when he wrote this gospel.
当他在写这段福音的时候，他要比较开放。
So he tells us that a disciple and a discipler can at times doubt about things, about life.
所以他在里头就说了，门徒和培训门徒的人在有时候也会产生一些疑惑。
In other words, you and I, we are not perfect.
也就是说你和我不是完美的。
We will make mistakes.
我们会犯错。
We will fail.
我们会失败。
We will let Jesus know, down.
我们会对不起上帝。
But we can get up and follow again.
But不过我们可以站起来又再继续的跟随
worship Jesus
来敬拜上帝
and continue
来继续
and continue with the great commission
来继续这一个大使命。
Now Jesus didn't leave us alone.
上帝并没有让我们自己单独。
He gave us two solid promises.
他给了我们两个很肯定的一个应许。
What did he say?
他说什么？
He said he has all authority.
他说他有所有的权柄。
Remember Matthew 24:14?
还记得马太24章。
The gospel will be preached to all nations.
福音会传到全地。
Guarantee, mission cannot fail.
肯定的，不会失败的。
Because Jesus has all the authority.
因为他有所有的权柄。
And what did Jesus promise us further?
那他还答应了什么？
He promises that he will be with us always. Even now.
即使现在。
What are we waiting for?
我们在等什么呢？
Won't fail.
他不会失败。
So with these promises and with the attributes of a discipler, we can go forward.
通过这些应许跟刚才我们所提到的特征，我们可以再继续前进。
So up to now, if you are not so sure what you can do,
到现在如果你还不是很清楚你能做什么，
We can share some more examples.
我们可以跟你分享一些例子。
To finish what is unfinished.
来完成什么是未完成的。
Now, we need to go about the task of making disciples.
我们必须去门徒培训门徒的任务。
This is the task of disciple making.
这个任务是来培训门徒。
This is the great commission.
这是大使命。
And these are the examples in which we can be involved in.
这一些图片是一些例子我们能够参与的。
It's not just for ourselves, but it's for our descendants, our children, our grandchildren.
它不只局限于我们，也是可以适用于我们的下一代。
We can do this in top line blessings, we can do this in bottom line blessings.
我们可以在顶线与底线上的祝福来进行。
In other words, in Singapore or in foreign countries.
也就是说在新加坡或是国外。
So, a person, a church member, can be a teacher, can be a trainer, a coach.
一个教会的会友可以作为教师或者一个教练。
Can use their professions as nurses, as doctors to go to another country.
可以用他们自己本身的专长来去像医生或者护士到国外去。
You can be a counselor, you can be a child care teacher.
你可以成为就是教育工作者或者是一个咨询顾问。
And you can be even a high-tech farmer.
你也可以成为一个高科技的农夫。
So there are many, many things that we can be involved in and we can do.
那这就是说还有很多东西我们可以做。
And we can encourage others to do.
我们可以鼓励其他来做。
Are we living in end times?
我们是否住在末世？
We certainly are.
我们确实是。
The Bible tells us that.
因为圣经告诉我们。
So we want to be faithful to what Jesus has promised us.
我们要有信心上帝所答应我们的。
We know that his mission can never fail.
我们知道他的任务是不可能会失败的。
And we want to be faithful in doing this unfinished task.
我们要在这个未完成的任务当中有信心。
So that the end will come.
所以这个末期才会来临。
So I have a final question for you.
那我有一个最后的问题问你。
Do you have a sense of urgency?
你有紧迫感吗？
I hope you do.
我希望你有。
I hope that each one of us will have this sense of urgency.
我希望你和我每一位都有紧迫感。
We start where we are.
我们从我们这边开始。
We get engaged in top line blessings.
我们在顶线祝福当中来服侍。
And when we gain confidence and the passion in our hearts,
当我们得到更多的信心跟热忱，
let's contribute to bottom line blessings.
好叫我们到底线的祝福里头。
So that the unfinished task can be finished.
所以未完成的任务可以被完成。
Let's pray together.
让我们来祷告。
Our God and our Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
Lord, we thank you so much for your patience and your love for us.
我们感谢您所拥有的爱和耐心。
We do not deserve any of this.
我们并不配得到。
But it's by your grace and grace alone.
通过您的恩典，也只有你的恩典。
Today our lives are not our own anymore.
我们的生命已经不是你的生命。
We have been redeemed by the blood of Christ.
我们的生命已经被您的宝血救赎了。
We belong to Jesus.
我们属于上帝的。
God, give us hearts willing to offer ourselves to follow Jesus.
上帝让我们有这颗心来到您的面前。
Lay upon our hearts that urgency to finish the task of the Great Commission.
让我们的心有这个紧迫感来完成这未完成的任务。
The task of going and making disciples of all nations.
这个任务就是到世界各地去让每一个成为门徒。
So that truly the end will come and Jesus will return.
好叫这个末期能够来临，上帝能够回到。
And we can all enjoy eternal life.
我们为着我们永生的快乐来祷告。
Father, this is our prayer. Help us, O God.
这是我们的祷告，请帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.